SJR 41B, and I will open a work session on SJR 41B. Do I have a motion?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, I move that we adopt the B14, is that what it is, amendments? Yep, B14 amendments to SJR 41B.
Okay. Any discussion of the B14 amendments? We will still have a discussion after that.
Five, yes, Mr. Chair.
Five, yes.
No, I have a discussion.
Okay.
5 days?
Five days.
This grand hubbaloo for 5 days?
No, actually, for 15 days.
This says five.
Five for that.
And 10.
And 10, 15 days.
Oh. What a grand compromise.
Solomon would have been proud. Any objections to the motion?
Yes.
Okay. Any others? Hearing none, motion passes. Okay. Representative Roblin.
Mr. Chair, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments dated February 23rd and that the bill be further amended with the B14 amendments and be readopted.
Okay. Representative Roblin moves to that the Senate concur in the House amendments dated February 23rd and that the bill be further amended with the B14 amendments and be readopted. Discussion?
Yes.
Yes. Representative Burke.
Mr. Chair, 15 days is 15 days. It does improve the bill, in my opinion. I would caution, as I spoke in the first conference committee, that my concern is that in the even year, if this is adopted by the voters, that we retain the notion that the even year session is for emergency policies, ways and means, and issues that cannot be addressed, cannot wait for being addressed in a longer, more fully vetted session. I'm very concerned that we take up issues that are too big and require more careful vetting in a short session, and particularly as this amendment suggests, a 35-day session. So with that on the record, thank you, Mr. Chair, and I will approve this.
Any additional comments at this time? Yes. Yes, Representative Garrett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm by far the newest member here of the conferees, but this strikes me as, in fact, a grand compromise. We took a bill that had a total of 180 days and a second version that had a total of 210 days, and we now have 195 days. And that addresses some concerns held by a significant number of people, at least in the House, that 180 days would not have been enough time. And I actually absolutely agree with the concerns that Representative Berger has raised and has raised repeatedly on the House floor. And I entered this short session thinking that 30 days was going to be too short and believing that moving it to 45 days would be wise. And it is actually for the very reasons that Representative Berger has stated correctly that I've come around to believing that a shorter session makes more sense. I think if we had gone to 45 days, that is actually in a dangerous gray area where we start to think maybe it's just long enough to take on some significant policy issues when in fact it isn't. And I think by holding ourselves to 30, or in this case 35 days, we reinforce the case for disciplining ourselves to take on only appropriate subject matter in a short session. So I'm still trying to understand exactly how we ended up at this point, but for all of the contortions that led us to this place, I think the numbers we've settled on are actually quite good, and I'm happy to support this amended bill.
Okay. Any additional comments?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. As I would just say that I think there is no magic or perfect version of any piece of legislation, but that it's really important to remember that what this is about is referring a measure to the voters that will allow the legislature to get out of the horse and buggy days, as my colleague to my right said on the Senate floor a few days ago, and join the modern era of most, the vast majority of other states that do meet every year. I think it's clear that there are things going on, whether it's the current economic crisis or dealing with budgetary issues. There will always be a need for the legislature to be here every year, and I'm hopeful that the voters who ultimately will decide this will see this as a well-crafted compromise and will support it.
Senator Atkins.
Thank you. I appreciate where all my colleagues are coming from on both sides of the aisle, but I will just say, for history's sake, 195 days for a population of less than 4,000 people still is one of the longest legislative sessions of all 50 states. That's wrong. Number two, the bipartisan commission, which brought forth the ways to modernize the legislature, in no way envisioned this. This is a compromise between two Democrat plans. This is not a bipartisan compromise. This is a partisan compromise to get something done in the last day, and that is a shame. It's a shame. President Courtney brought together people with a long love of the legislature to craft a solution with a bipartisan commission and slowly nursed it along for years. We have one shot. That shot will be this referral that I believe voters are going to reject because on the last day of session, we're extending it. I think that makes it very difficult for people, Oregonians, to trust us with the nuances of what we're talking about. There's been a lot of heartburn by the House Democrats who don't want to have any limits. I understand that. But there's ways in the House rules to change that by allowing bills that are written in a short session to stay alive and have those numbers stay alive all the way through into the regular next session. There's ways for us to change how broken our revenue forecast model is, and we don't have the guts to do that either. There's ways to force K through 12 to be passed first, but we don't have the discipline to do that either. So we're doing a political compromise that will be a partisan compromise that I'm sad to see, after about 48 hours of pure bloodshed, it comes down to this. It's a shame.
Any additional comments? Okay. Those of the opinion that the Senate concur in the House amendments dated February 23rd and that the bill be further amended with the B-14 amendments and be readopted will say aye as their names are called.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
No.
Senator Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Co-Chair Roblin?
Aye.
Co-Chair Devlin?
Aye. Motion passes. That closes the work session on SJR 41B and adjourns the meeting of the Conference Committee on SJR 41B, but does not adjourn.
It doesn't adjourn. Go ahead and adjourn. And just wait a second. We've got to change over our system.
Okay. Do you want to switch?